And away we go. It's The Dish, Daily Fantasy Baseball here, powered by a myriad of websites that I'll use throughout the season, but most of all, MoonshotsMLB.com. Check out what Moonshots has available. Big shout to the data over there on Moonshots for the Nick Martini call yesterday. Two home runs, had Martini at the top of the launch menu. I won't do a ton of this, but when I see data so conclusively bear out in baseball, it's fun to shout out and make sure everybody's aware of. What you should see now on your screen is the different options over there on MoonshotsMLB.com for your potential subscriptions. $2.29 early bird gets you everything. So take that in mind. There is a free option. It gets you the matchup dashboards, lineups, starting rotations, some Statcast data that has been fed into the site as well, and gets you access to the free Discord section. There is a paid Discord section where you get up-to-date information from some of the writers and or touts, depending on how you want to describe them, over on Moonshots. I will also shout out Adam Scher, Ship My Money DFS. Worked with Adam many years ago, it feels like now, over at Awesomo. He stayed on at Stochastic, not there anymore. He is doing his own thing, so check out what Adam has going. One of the more analytical minds in daily fantasy, does a really good job with the math side of things, even though he's not a math guy per se, and in understanding what approach you should be taking to different tournaments and lineup construction. Very good at simulations when they are available to him and how to utilize them in lineup building. But with that said, we have an 8-game slate here on this Friday. Late start for me. Meant to record last night. Fell asleep with my kids. Woke up at 2 a.m. Wasn't going to record then. And then this morning, work got in the way. So trying to keep this train rolling. I'll look to do this as often as possible, Monday through Friday. Doubt you'll see much of me on the weekends. But nonetheless, we begin Blue Jays at Rays Tropicana Field, domed stadium. Chris Bassett versus Aaron Civale. Blue Jays and Rays pretty much in a pick 'em here. Plus 102 for the Blue Jays. Rays at minus 122 odds sit at over under sit at 8. This isn't a game I'm really interested in. I assume there'll be one-off plays that you can utilize if you so choose, but if we look at the daily launch menu, I guess Brandon, let's see, is Brandon Lowe, I still feel like Brandon Lowe's still banged up if I remember correctly. Yeah, Josh Lowe. And I always get Low and Lau incorrect, but he returned to Team Weka. Okay, so he'll be in the lineup. He is projected well over on, you get Siri as well. So Brandon Lowe, I believe it's Brandon Lowe. Let's have some fun. Let's go to Baseball Reference and check out if he's a Lau or a Low. Brandon is now, so it's Brandon Lau. I love that it says rhymes with now, and his nickname is Bam Bam. So we learned something new here today. So Bam Bam Lau is being projected well, so one off there does feel possible. 3800 on DK. Let's check in on Siri. 3800, so reasonable price points there, getting decent bumps on the launch menu and on projections. So if you need one offs from that game, don't see a real problem with it, but not a game I think I'm going to really target. Pirates at Marlins. We have AJ Puck and Martin Perez. Again, just for fun while I do this, check out, make sure I'm saying AJ Puck's. Yep, Puck. I don't know if it was like Puke or something. Pirates at Marlins. We have a plus 110 for the Pirates, minus 125 for the Marlins, over under 8.5. Checking out the Pirates against lefties, 24.8% K percentage. For the homestanding Marlins, 23.4%. Low walk rate. So some upside here. Martin Perez is not a strikeout pitcher. We are well aware of that. If we switch on over to our projections here for Whiffers Row, Martin Perez projected at 4.8 strikeouts. Surprisingly, AJ Puck is at 4.4. Let's check out 2023 AJ Puck, 26.9%. That was in limited action. Clicking into, can you tell I haven't really done much research heading into this? 28 games. No, sorry. Age 28, 58 games in relief. Obviously, numbers are better in relief for Puck. How many innings? 56.2 innings. All right. I think K percentage in his career as a starter hasn't been great. Still, Ks per nine elevated enough. Let's see, price point. 7,000. So he'll be in the mix for me. Surprised by the K projection over on Moonshots. I wonder, again, we talked about Riggins yesterday. I wonder if this is a data issue. He's listed as a relief pitcher. Maybe it is a number of pitches possibility, how much he'll throw. Sorry, during a big league career. Oh, I was wrong there. I thought Puck had started in his major league career. I know he did in the minors, but I'm incorrect there. All 142 of his appearances coming in relief. How many pitches did he throw? 3.1 innings in Saturday. That was a while ago, 2 weeks ago. Okay, so I think he's going to be a part of the mix here. Pirates, clearly a team that struggles at the dish, and the dome there is sort of like three-tiered, so I don't know how much the wind plays, but wind blowing in from center, if that play, I assume it's open-air dome, right? It's a retractable dome, so maybe that plays as well. Yankees at Astros, Carlos Rodon versus Christian Javier. Plus 100 for the Yankees, minus 120 for the Astros. Over-under of 9, not surprising there. Astros, 17% K percentage, 9% walk against lefties. Yankees, 21.7, 10.6. I have a feeling there are going to be a lot of walks in this game. I think the projections would bear that out. Let's see, median max. Carlos Rodon. Not even seeing him listed. There's Aaron Judge. There's Juan Soto. Oh, Moonshots is not liking Rodon today, huh? Whew. All right, 4.8 strikeouts. There's the versus. Yeah, no, I don't even see him as projected in the projections right now. So that might just be, again, a data thing that as matchups come in, they'll fill out. But this would seem to be another game of offense. We're in day number two of the Major League season, you know, forgetting about the Korea series, and we're already seeing a lot of iffy pitching matchups, and that is going to be the case all year round. There are a lot of injuries, a lot of question marks, and a lot of rotations, and we're just going to see that it's a bit of a mess, that it is going to have severe implications on offense. We saw the Diamondbacks go off yesterday for 16 runs, I think we're going to see a lot of crooked numbers this year. So in this matchup, let's check projections by team, the stacks. Yankees at 8.64, Astros at 9.09. So the over-under, the data, the underlying data of these two pitchers, Christian Javier's had his upside, has some walk issues from time to time. Carlos Rodon, I think we all saw, absolutely had the wheels fall off last year, and now he's being expected to be sort of the you know, real ace of this squad. In that he has to go out and fill in for Gerrit Cole in some way, shape, or form. He's not that guy, though. And so this seems like a clear upside offense moment. If we continue on, Rockies at Diamondbacks. Merrill Kelly's going to be very popular today. We don't have ownership projections yet, do we? No, we don't. But I think Merrill Kelly's going to be 30, 40% owned on this slate. The strikeout upside is there. Rockies are plus 195. We know about their offense outside of Coors Field. We can talk about some of the pieces they have as being viable. Nolan Jones is clearly going to have a very good career as an offensive player, but you saw Kyle Freeland get absolutely lit up. Cal Quantrill is here. He should be a little bit better than Freeland, obviously. Not going to give up. I think he has a 35.25 ERA at present. But this is another game to look at for offense, especially from the Diamondback side. I think Merrill Kelly is going to be very popular as a SP1. Minus 238 for the Diamondbacks, plus 185 for the Rockies, over under of 9. Two good options here for pitchers coming up in our next two games. Guardians at Athletics. I really like Logan Allen here. Not shocking. I assume every DFS site is going to list Logan Allen as your cheap option because this A's team is dramatically bad. It is dramatically bad. Guardians minus 135 on the road. Athletics only plus 114. Over-under of 7.5, though. Ross Stripling on the other side, not a huge fan. I don't see a reason to go that way. Checking projections quickly. Pavetta, if we go pitchers only, that's what I should have done before. Yeah, Carlos Rodon only at 8.81 DraftKings points. Stripling at 9.9. Logan Allen. It's going to be Logan Allen, and we'll get to George Kirby. For me, it's going to be Merrill Kelly, George Kirby, Logan Allen, and Nick Pavetta as the pitchers I'm going to for upside. And I guess I would have to throw Musgrove in there, but Musgrove's in sort of the category of guys I just don't roster, and that's on me. That's a personal bias, not necessarily what the projections are showing me on any given day. But if we close this out, Ross Stripling against the Guardians, they don't strike out. ISO is low, but this is a huge spot for someone like Jose Ramirez to me. Let's scroll through to Guardians. You know, Kwan gets on base, Ramirez up second, Josh Naylor. A 1-2-3 feels more than capable here as a stack. I assume that's going to be a reasonable price point when you talk about Kwan at least. Yep, 4,500 isn't overly. Ramirez is going to check in somewhat expensive, 5,500. And then Josh Naylor's at 4,600. So pricier, but still doable, I think, if you're leaning on Logan Allen as your starting pitcher as well. Red Sox at Mariners, Nick Pavetta versus George Kirby. Both these pitchers are in play. I don't think that's any surprise. Pavetta has the strikeout upside. Seattle Mariners starting lineup, 22.8% K percentage against the pitching hand. And that is a rolling average of 2023-2024. That's how Mike does it on Moonshot. So that's the numbers you're seeing there, is combining data from two different years, whereas something like Fangraphs will just be for the date period, you say. So looking at Oakland, this is the active roster, 2023 stats. So Oakland's current active roster, 2023 stats, 27. Pittsburgh's at 24, 26. Seattle's here at 24.5%. So I think Pavetta has plenty of upside against the Seattle Mariners team. 22.8%, 8.9% walk. For the Red Sox, this isn't an offense that I fear. 23.1% as listed on Moonshots. Over on Fangraphs, BOS, there they are, 23.5%. So not too much of a disparity there. This is both pitchers in play for me. Wind blowing from left field towards the dugout, as per this sort of graphic here for now. Obviously, weather data and umpires are not included in the first run of the Moonshots projections, but here we are with some good data pointing towards Pavetta and Kirby both being in play. Looking back at our price points, Kirby at 9,700, Pavetta at 8,100 over on FanDuel. Kirby at 9,600 and Pavetta at 8,500. Logan Allen's 86. Okay. And once again, FanDuel including all the same games, DraftKings is for today's slate. Let's continue on. Up next is Harrison against Musgrove. Giants plus 130. We have an over-under of 8. Joe Musgrove's fine. I'm just not a big fan of starting him. Padres don't strike out a ton against lefties. Maybe Jake Cronenworth in play here. Let's see what our projected lineup looks like for the San Diego Padres. Ha-Sung Kim, Tatis, Machado, Bogarts. I love playing Cronenworth against lefties. I don't even know what his splits are. I just love the idea of it because, again, it's the Charlie Blackmon effect for me, is finding those handedness matchups where the data doesn't really bear out that they struggle. And so I'll have to look. Let me see what Cronenworth is. It might just be another one of my random mismemories of the past of playing people and it working out in my favor. Let's see. Splits. Come on. That's for 2024. His splits this year is he's batting 1,000. Let's go career. And versus lefties, average is 243. Let's get into slightly more advanced data. Lefty versus lefty, 311 WOBA, ISO of 141 versus 11-141. All right, not great. So maybe I'm misremembering there a little bit of when I've benefited from playing Cronenworth against another left-handed pitcher. But you have, if this projected lineup bears out, Kim, Tatis Jr., Machado, Bogarts, that's all viable. Camposano, I'm probably pronouncing that name incorrectly as well. Luis, let's check in. Camposano. Awesome. I got it close to right. So 1-5 will be viable, I think, on DraftKings, on FanDuel. Let's see what someone like Camposano is on. Yes, 3,800. Takes care of your catcher spot if he's in that five hole in the lineup. Obviously, on FanDuel, you don't have to play a catcher. Remember those good old days of, what was it, Fantasy Draft? I still have my Fantasy Draft t-shirt. Lofty used to always say, of course, L-O-U-G-H-Y _D, used to always have fun with the fact that he didn't have to play a catcher on Fantasy Drafts. But I digress. Let's get to the last game here, Cardinals at Dodgers. Potential for rain here, Zach Thompson, Bobby Miller. Miller has shown some electric upside, clearly is somebody that has the strikeout ability. Cardinals against righties, 22.6%, 10% walk. For the homestanding Dodgers, 21.6%. It's going to be a broken record from so many people this year around the Dodgers stacks. We know they're always going to be in play. It's whether or not you can afford to get them into your lineups. You talk about Shohei Ohtani. He's 6,300. You talk about somebody. Who else can we walk down? Let's click and make it easier for me. Dodgers. Depth chart. You know, Freddie Freeman, 5,700. Gavin Lux is 3,100. So you like that at second base. Mookie Betts is 6,500. Teoscar Hernandez is 4,900. Even James Outman, 4,400. Maybe you get some Jason Hayward love at 3,500. But I would assume you're going to see some more of the righty bats. Let's see what the projected lineup is from Moonshots. Betts, Ohtani, Freeman, Will Smith, Teoscar, Chris Taylor, Enrique Hernandez. Those all make sense as potential lineup insertions here. So maybe a little Kiki Hernandez at 3K. What's Chris Taylor at? 3,100. So that's where the savings will come in. And if you can turn this lineup, if you go 7-8-9-1-2. Again, less at-bats, I get it, and not every day is going to be a martini day. Can't handle vodka, but or gin for that matter. But nonetheless, I think you really have an option to get a little bit different here and save a ton, right? If you go 7-8-9-1 or 7-8-9-1-2, you stack five, you have a ton of savings with Chris Taylor, Enrique Hernandez, and Lux. What was Lux at? Yeah, you have three K players right there in a Dodgers lineup that, let's check back on our matchup, over under of 9. Dodgers minus 225, I assume implied totals here are what, 5.8 and 3.2 would be my guess. That's another site I've used many times over is Fantasy Labs. Shout out to them for their MLB Vegas. Oh, there's no games today. Well, that's interesting. Oh, there they are. Thank you. Ooh, I was close. 5.6 and 3.7. What did I say? 5.4 and 3.2? Anyway, I think there is ways to get to Dodgers here, and I like that. I'll probably try to figure that out as best as I can. But a quick back of the envelope. Kirby, Kelly, Pavetta, Logan Allen are my starting pitchers. Those are the ones I'll have in the mix. And then from a stack perspective, clearly the Dodgers, the Diamondbacks are going to be up there. I think the Astros make a ton of sense. It's what the stacks tool is showing you over there on moonshotsdfs.com. I'm going to get creative and try to do what I do often is 8-9-1-2 or 9-1-2-3. In this instance with the Dodgers, as I said, 7-8-9-1-2, and then fill in pieces along the way. Let's take a quick look at the daily launch menu. Jake Berger was somebody I didn't talk about before for the Marlins. You have three Dodgers in a row here at the top. Brandon Lau for the Rays, again, as a one-off, I think makes fine sense. Nolan Jones checks in here at plus 425 on DraftKings. 30 expected home run is 0.31, so not the worst value there. I know some people are calling for Juan Soto's first home run of the year today. I'd be interested to see that. But yeah, I think that does the first look. Again, this is me walking through the slate and looking at the numbers for the first time. Hopefully it is at least mildly entertaining and keeps your research a little lighter, a little faster. But more so than anything, just me talking about baseball and trying to take a look at what Mike has over at Moonshots, what Fangraphs has to offer, and reminding you to check out all the great content that's available in Major League Baseball Daily Fantasy Sports. With that said, until next time, best of luck on your Friday slate. I'll probably see you Monday morning.